Today is Wednesday, June 11th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Making Life Beautiful Day. It's also National Corn on the Cob Day. And last but not least, it's National German Chocolate Cake Day. I feel like I just have to sigh. It's the end of another long day where I had 7 meetings. Y'all, I did something that I haven't done in quite a while. I'm really having anxiety. I'm just going to be honest with you folks. I am really having anxiety at work around meetings, especially because I'm a product manager and I'm expected to be very knowledgeable and on in every meeting, you know, because I'm at that level. I'm a principal product manager. And so it's fewer and far between where I can just join a meeting and sit on the meeting and listen and do something else or, you know, whatever. I'm always having to actively participate in meetings, and a lot of times I'm having to lead the meeting. But if not, I have to focus the whole time because people may ask me questions. I can't go, oh, so sorry, I wasn't paying attention, you know. And increasingly, I get more and more anxious. And so I was doing this thing where if it was a meeting that I didn't think was super important, I would ask them to move the meeting for no reason. I would just say, hey, a conflict came up. Can you move the meeting? And so I asked ChatGPT about it because I know that they've said that AI can also do therapy as well. And I haven't met with my therapist in a couple of weeks because I was out of town. But anyway, I was just asking ChatGPT. I was like, hey, what? I'm feeling anxious, yada, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And I told it that I move meetings, and it says, one of the key reasons that you're getting more and more anxious is because of the habit you're having of moving the meetings, because it's actually you're training your brain that moving of the meetings or not having the meetings, you get this reward of lowering your anxiety immediately. And so you're going to continue to do that, and it's going to make you more anxious when you have to go to meetings and you can't move them. It said, why don't you try not moving one meeting, like a meeting that you really want to move, just not moving it, you know, and just going through it. And then, you know, progressively work up to more and more and more. So anyway, today I did not move a single meeting. I had 7 meetings. I didn't move them. I attended every one of them. The only thing that I did is I left one of them early, but only 2 minutes early. I had had all that I could take. And so I said, hey guys, I lied. I'm such a liar. No, well, it was just 2 minutes early. So anyway, this anxiety is really anxiety. I know there's a song right now. But anyway, so there you go. It's got the same melody or whatever as that song. Dum bum 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 ba da ba ba bum 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 bum. And it's do 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 do. Anyway, I used to be able to sing, but my voice is not as hot anymore. I have a lot of phlegm and stuff. But anyway, so I made it through the whole day. I went to every single meeting. I pat myself on the back. Yay. I deserve a reward, although I weighed today as well, and I haven't lost any weight. I have really stayed the same weight since I gained weight. I know you guys. So I lost a bunch of weight last year, right? Got down to the 160s. And I was originally like 192, 193, something like that. So I lost a lot. I lost like 30 pounds. And then I gained like 20 pounds of it back. Now, that's better than some people do, because some people will lose 30 pounds and then gain back 60. But I gained back 20 over the last 6 months or so. And I really, in January, I started trying to pull back off some of that weight, but I have not been successful. However, I didn't gain weight. And I've just went on a trip. I've just been on two trips. We went on the cruise and I went to New York and I'm still the same weight. So that's a win, right? Because on a normal week, I probably would have lost weight. But going on a cruise and going to New York, I couldn't eat as healthily as maybe I should. All right. Well, we do have some contact. So why don't we go ahead and take a look at that? Gary in Portland says, there is now a Jollibee in Portland. It is on the other side of town and I have not been. Well, you know, for an American, I would say most of Jollibee, it's fine for fast food, but you're not going to be super like, oh my God, I got to go there all the time. You know, this is my most favorite, because it's just, you know, it's not quite good in the same way I think that American fast food is or can be. There's a lot of inconsistency and you get a lot of places with high school students that don't give a crap. But I like fast food. I know people are going to be like, Adam, fast food is crap. Fast food in the U.S. tastes better than fast food in other countries or a lot of other countries that I've been to. Maybe it's because it's what I'm used to. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. It is very subjective. I couldn't be wrong because it is just subject. It's an opinion. There's no factual way to say this country definitively has the best fast food. But I would say America has the best. We basically invented fast food. Anyway. Actually, I don't know if she'll talk to me while the music is running, but I was going to. Hey, ChatGPT. So I've had a couple of more entries on the name contest. So I know I told you Mabel, Alice, Prudence, Brunhilda. There were a few others that I can't remember that maybe you remember. Well, we've had another entry. The newest entry is Diana. So do you have any opinion on, and you, I'm assuming you can remember the names I told you yesterday. Do you have any opinion on which name you'd like? You know, maybe we should decide right now.
Remember the names. We had Mabel, Alice, Prudence, Brunhilda, Gertrude, Bertha, Marge, and Margaret. Now that Diana is in the mix, that's another beautiful classic name. I think if I had to pick right now, I'd probably lean towards Diana or Alice. They've both got such a timeless charm.
Oh, well, then I'm going to make an executive decision because I'm the host of the podcast, so I'm going to make an executive decision. And the name that I chose was Alice. And so since you like the name Alice the best, or one of the best out of the list, and it's the one that I chose, I think it's only fitting that we go with Alice. How about that?
I love that. I think Alice is a fantastic choice. It's such a lovely and timeless name, and I'm sure it's going to be a perfect fit.
Cool. All right. Well, I did have one other question that I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah. Is there a country that actually invented fast food?
The concept of fast food as we know it today really took off in the United States, especially with the rise of drive-ins and diners in the early 20th century. And of course, the founding of McDonald's in the 1940s really cemented that. But other cultures definitely had a quick ready-to-eat foods long before that. So it's kind of a global evolution.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, well, let's just go, let's see, Lucy, we're just using this whole episode for contact, which is perfectly fine with me. Perfectly. You guys should just write in and ask me questions because I can talk on a subject for as long as I need to talk. Hey, Lucy, who has written in before because I have her name right here in the old database, says, hey, Adam, it's Lucy from Chicago. Hey, Lucy. I hope I'm not too late to suggest a name for your AI. My suggestion would be Diana after Princess Diana. Well, I'm so sorry. You did not win. I'm looking for my... oh, shoot. Oh, that's not going to work. I was going to play a wah, 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 wah thing. But unfortunately, I can't control the volume on those two things separately. So never mind. I'm playing background music. Can't do it. I have a technical challenge. So anyway, you didn't win because Alice liked Alice better. Now, I will say she did like Alice or Now I don't remember what she said. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the thing because I can't remember exactly what. Diana or Alice. Oh, I'm so sorry. Then I decided against you, Lucy. I just like Alice makes me think of the TV show, which is nothing like a British accent, but that's what I'm choosing. So we're going with Alice. And when I use the more modern voice, maybe I use the name Alex. I wonder if that would confuse her if I did that. She'd be like, wait a minute. My name is supposed to be Alice. What are you doing? Cheerio. Pop, pop. Anyway, thank you all for messaging me. I really do appreciate it. I'm looking here to see if I can see when the theme song is ending. But I lost it for a second. It is ending now, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.